everybody puts up a quarter and then.
I made the mistake once with Rabbi Heber's brewer share. Or she stopped.
No.
Come Tuesday night, that pirate.
Oh, yeah. What do you say about Tuesday night?
Tuesday night before the offer.
Oh, I see. Maybe you should, Taka. Good idea. Okay. Fine. Okay, we'll talk a little about the inyan of, there's a chasam sofer in this week's parsha. We'll start with that. It's in the Tshuvas. In Simin Reish Ches, he talks about the inyan of the nisayin of the Akedah. And he says, what was the goydel hanisayin in the Akedah? So he says that he starts off by saying that you have to understand that the Ovis, all three of them, each one was masig the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with their own seichel. It wasn't just that like Avram taught Yitzchak and he brought him up, so he just like was mekabel it from his father. He mamish knew from himself that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, he was able to figure it out, just like Avram did it. He brings Rayas. So each one knew from their own seichel that there's an Eibishter and everything. Zokta Chasam Sefer, now the Ovis understood the Soidus of the whole Torah, and that's why we say that the Ovis did the whole Torah, even though they didn't have a Matan Torah at all. Still, the Ovis kept the whole Torah because they knew from their own Havana that these things are the best, are the tikkunim of the world. And Ad Kedei Kach, that the Ovis brought Karbonis. And the Rambam writes in Mi'ilah that Karbonis are a chayk. We do not know the tam behind Karbonis. And yet, the Ovis did. The Ovis understood Karbonis. Zogt the Chasam Sefer. Now, if the Ovis would have been able to masig that there's such a thing as a human sacrifice, if there would be such an idea that there's an inyan in being makriv a person, then Avram would have long been makriv Yishmael, or even Yitzchak, he says. Because he understands the site. But why didn't that ever happen? Because they understood that it's impossible, it's Yafshar Klalu Klal, that there's such a thing in the world that the Rebbeinu Shem would want to be mark of a person. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says to Avraham Avinu, you should take Yitzchak and do an Akedah on Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu says, according to Seichel, this cannot be. So Avraham Avinu had a nisayin. He should have said to himself, if it comes out that my seichel isn't seichel, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is talking to me and telling me that this is seichel, and according to what I understand, it's impossible. So if so, maybe the first thing, that my whole understanding of the emunah is a toast, because you see that my seichel isn't yashar. Maybe everything that I was arguing with the whole doer, this whole last lifetime that I've had, I was soimich that my seichel is proper. Now he sees that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is saying, no, your seichel is not proper. If so, maybe my whole argument with on the whole inyanim of emunah was wrong. So Zok the Chasam Sefer, that was Avraham's test. But that wasn't such a shver test, he says. Because Lamaise, he heard Hashem telling him straight out to be makriv Yitzchak. But Yitzchak didn't hear it. Avraham Avinu told him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it to me. And Yitzchak also knew it's impossible. It's impossible, right? We're not talking about our level of understanding. We say impossible 50 times a day, and then it comes out we're wrong. By Avraham Avinu, impossible was impossible. Mamish nitchayich, right? Just like by me, impossible. It's impossible for somebody to pick up one of the buildings, a 100-story building. The same thing. It's impossible for there to be such a thing as akrav of a ben adam. And now the Rebbeinu Shel Olam tells Avraham Avinu tells Yitzchak, you have to do the akedah. Hashem said so. It was a tremendous nisayan to believe Avraham Avinu against something which he knew cannot be. And that it was even a bigger nisayin than the nisayin Avram had, because Avram heard it straight. And Memela, Zok the Chasam Sofer, that's how come you say in Rosh Hashanah davening Vakedas Yitzchak Lazara Barachim Tizkar. You don't say Avram, we say Yitzchak, because Yitzchak had a harder nisayin than Avram Avinu. Yitzchak had to have, and he calls that the nisayin Emunas Chachamim. That even though a person thinks it's impossible what the Chacham said, he does it anyways. And then he fears Zeus, he says, so this tefillah works, this tefillah, you say Rosh Hashanah, works for people who have Emunas Chachamim. Whoever is out of the Emunas Chachamim is not included in the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. That's the Chassam Sefer. Because Avraham Avinu was also a Navi, you're saying. He does not make the Chiluk. He says Emunas Chachamim. I hear your... So, and that shtickle is written in Tshuvas Chassam Sefer Simen Reish Ches, and then his son, Reb Shimon, Mai Zeta, printed, when he printed his father's first volume in Tof Reish, Yeradeya, and he wrote a Hakdamah, he reprinted that shtickle special in the front over there in the thing called Pituchei Chaisa. Okay. Now that's just the whole piece of Chassam Sefer. What we want to zero in is only really one line of it, that the Chassam Sefer said a chiddush nifla ma'od, that if Avram Avinu would have been masig, that there's such a possibility called a human sacrifice, then he would have gone on his own and he would have makriv Yishmael and afilu Yitzchak. That's what he says. So I saw in the Sefer Uvacharta B'chaim, that's from the David Goldberg on the bottom of the Nefesh HaChaim, that it goes on the famous Nefesh HaChaim, who says that the Ovis, as we all know, kept the whole Torah because they understood that this is good for the world. And therefore, they also, when they understood that it's important not to keep the Torah, then they didn't. For example, Zok the Nefesh HaChaim, Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. Why? Because he knew that's the source of Gan's Klal Yisrael. It's from those two Imois. So it's very important to do this. So since he knew usually it's not good, now he knew this time it is good, so he did it. So Zok the Nefesh HaChaim, his famous thing, this entire thing that they did it when they thought it was Mistaber, they didn't do it when they held the stars the other way, is all true until Matan Torah. As soon as Matan Torah came, then you can have 1,000 svaris why you think that you should do this and it's for sure worth it and everything. You can't do it anymore. Now we have a Torah and we just do according to the Torah. Famous thing. He gives the example with Chizkiyahu, that Chizkiyahu got a nevuah that his children will do Avodah Zarah, so he didn't get married. So the Navi came to him, right, and said to him, Hashem said you're going to lose your whole Olam Haba for that. And he was going to die. So he says, what should I do? The Nebuah said that my children do Avodah Zarah. So he told him, Bahadi Kavshid Rahman Alamalach, right, you, it doesn't make a difference. Now the din is you got to do it. No svaris will help. So that's the piece of Nefesh HaChai. So he, Rabbi Goldberg, declares, how about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach? If a Ben Noyach has a Svara, I mean, obviously it's got to be somebody who, let's say it's Avraham Avinu, right? Has a Svara that you can do this, one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Can he do it? Or do we say that it's like the Torah? Just like the Torah, Nefesh HaChaim says you can't use Svaras. The same thing on the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, you can't use Svaras. Or maybe it's only the Torah. So he says the truth is that there's a Beferish Keser Rosh which says that B'nei Noyach also cannot do Svaras. But even that doesn't solve it, he says, because that may be the Keser Rosh, it's written by Rav Chaim Volozhiner's things. It's in the Gra Siddur. Rav Chaim Volozhiner is the one who's saying all these things. Can be after the Torah was given, which it contains the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, then for sure the Goyim's Shiva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach are also not able to be changed with the Svar. Ki kami boy alone. How about the Shiva mitzvahs b'nei noyach until the Torah was given? Did they have the same rule that you cannot change them? Or before the Torah was given, you were allowed to use svaras to change the day? So I once had a tremendous... Yeah?
What the Chassam is saying is you're not changing the din. You're saying that he would have, if he thought it was good, he would have sacrificed his children.
Right.
So that for sure is not. What we're saying is maybe, like Yaakovin, he thought in this oifen.
Right.
But to say that the whole mitzvah is not shayach to go around killing people.
No, of course not. But he the Chassam Sefer is saying, what's the Chassam Sefer saying? You can't stop kill a person, but for a carbon, you could. That's what he said. If there would be such an idea, that's what he would have done. So he's asking...
It's not one situation, it's that...
Well, you can't makdish your friend for a carbon. I hear you're asking, how could the Chassam Sefer say you can do it on your son? I guess he's going that a father, you know, like the Rambam, that a father, a goyish father, is a bialim on his son. You're asking, son, you can't mock, I can't even makriv an animal of my friend. So how could I go and be makriv, stam a person? Of course I can't. That's pashut. He's talking about, obviously, either the father has a bialis, or if the son was maskim, I mean, you're gonna have to say anyway. But anyways, what he wants to say, his chakira is the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach until the Torah was given. Was ben noyach, I mean, obviously it has to be something like Avraham Avinu, like Kesher Rosh writes himself. He says nowadays the whole shaila is not negin. He says, because we don't have any good svaras anyways. He says, the only shaila is when they had people like Avraham Avinu or people like that, you could say maybe he has a svar. So on that he writes, once the Torah is given, no svaris can change anything. I don't care who you are. But how about until the Torah is given, the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, can you change it with a svar? So I once had a big machloikis with the Rashi from Detroit, Rav Yudi Baxt, about this question. He wanted to say that until the Torah was given, if you have a svar, you could change one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And I said, looking at the Nefesh HaChaim, I don't see how you could get that. The Nefesh HaChaim seems to clearly say that it was only by the Ovis changed around their mitzvahs because they weren't obligated. The words of Nefesh HaChaim is Shaloi Min HaDin, since it's not a din that they have to do it, so they could use Svaris. But the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is the law. You cannot change the law with a Svar. So on this question, the Uvacharta B'Chaim says he has a Raya from this Chassam Sefer that you could change the Sheva Mitzvahs with a Svara, because that's mamish what he's saying. He's saying if Avraham Avinu would have been masig, that is a soid, that bringing a carbon of a human is a mitzvah, he would have done and brought Yishmael for a carbon. Now, it's lo yisirtzach. It's one of the Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, murder. So how would he do that with a Svara? So Elamai, Shema Aminah from the Chassam Sefer, that since you, if it's Avraham Avinu Svara, that would be enough to take the din of a Ben Noach until Torah was given and change. That's what he claims. So on this, I want to doiche his raya. The first way I want to be doiche his raya is like this. The thing that was ma'orer me to this first dechia was a thing I heard over in the name of Rebbe Weinberg. I heard it from a few people. Somebody showed him an English chumash on Lo Yisirtzach, and it said, "Thou shalt not kill." And he said, "This is a false translation. The translation is, you should not murder. Not, you should not kill." The way I understood from what the people were trying to explain to me is that he held Ritzicha means when a person does it ba'avla, you know, when there's spilling innocent blood, is called murder. But if, let's say, Bezdin kills someone for Chilul Shabbos, did they murder him? I think in English you wouldn't say that. You when somebody gets punished in a court, they don't say the court murdered him. The court executed him or killed him. You don't say murder. So the word Lo Yisirtzach means murder. Okay? But not killing. So on this Nakuda itself, before we get any further, L'chaira, I think there's a machloikis about this. about this itself. Why? Because l'chayra, there's a kasha on Rabbi Weinberg's klal from a pasuk mufureshes batayr. And Rabbi Gross is the one that, Rabbi Pinchas Gross was ma'ir the pasuk. There's a pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, v'im yotzoi yeitzei haroitzeach michutz ligvul ir miklatoi, right? If the roitzeach leaves the ir miklat, the rotzach goyal hadom es haroitzeach. The goyal dom is roitzeach the roitzeach. Now there's a machlokes in Makos and Daf Yud Beis between Rabbi Yosi Agli and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it's a rishus. It's no mitzvah at all to do this. He has the right to kill him. So all right, new passes. That will be called murder also. Okay, let's say we'll make a little liberal that even not if it's like avera, even if it's also called ritzicha. But Rabbi Akiva says mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva says he's mechuyev to do it. He has to kill him. And yet the Torah said verotzach. Is l'chayra araya brura, that the word ritzicha goes on any killing, even a mitzvah killing. However, there's a mamash ma'pecha in the Malbim. He makes a rai from the Sifri on that pasuk the other way around. What's that? The Sifri writes, v'rotzach goel adom es haritzeach mitzvah, you know, the shita that it's a mitzvah. And the Sifri says, mitzvah b'goyel adam. The goyel adam has a mitzvah to kill him. Ureshus b'yad acherim. All the other people, the goyel adam is the relative, the brother or whatever, the son, the closest relative. So he has a mitzvah to kill him. Ureshus b'yad acherim. Everyone else has reshus. In fact, the Malbim, how did the Sifri derive the acherim? The Pasuk didn't seem to say the acherim. The Pasuk said, v'rotzach goyel adam es haritzeach. Zok de Malbim, the Sifri was medayikit, because the word ritzicha cannot be used on a mitzvah. So the pasuk cannot mean that the relative has a mitzvah to kill him, because it would say v'horag or v'hemis. So the pasuk must be referring to acherim, who are also avengers of the blood, not the main one, but anyone can be a goel adam. When it says the words "verotzach goel adam es haritzeach," the pasuk is referring to the acherim. That's why I use the word verotzach. So he is very close. The Malbim is saying that the Sifri is still not mamish because it's not a avla, but a rishus is also called ritzich. Okay, but a mitzvah is not called ritzich. On the other hand, that's l'chayr arai, that a mitzvah killing cannot be called ritzich. On the other hand, l'chayr we have a mar mokim, that a mitzvah, a killing of mitzvah would be called ritzich. And that's from the Grub brings, on the pasuk in Malachi, he brings down a Zohar HaKadosh. He brings down all the aseres hadibros, the last five, the trop is with a tipcha, you know, loy tirtzach. Loy tirtzach, loy, it's the opposite of the normal trap. Usually, you would have a mercha to make the loy go with the tirtzach, and then it would be actually loy sirtzach, because they go together. The aleph would make, but it's separated, the loy from the tirtzach, with a tipcha, it's a like a mafsik, it's called, and memela, you say loy tirtzach. So the Zohar says, why is it saying that? L'chayr, that don't murder. Why does it say don't murder? And it sounds like you could murder. So the Zohar says, because if the Torah would have written Loi Sirtzach together, there would be no tikkun in this world. Because then Beis Din wouldn't be able to kill anyone for Mrs. Beis Din. So therefore the Torah had to split it up and say, Loi, sometimes you shouldn't Tirtzach, but Tirtzach, sometimes Beis Din should Tirtzach. So that's what the Gros says, a real geshmak pshat. I'll already tell you what he says. He says, the pasuk says, ki ani Hashem lo yishonisi, because I Hashem have never changed, v'atem b'nei Yisrael lichlisim, and you b'nei Yisrael have never been destroyed either. I never changed, and you're always here too. So the Gros, there's another pshat in the pasuk too. It's in the middle of all the musar there, that Klal Yisrael is doing avodah zarah and killing people and doing all the things. So the pshat is, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying, the Zohar continues with all of them, the same thing, Loi Sinaf, Zok the Zohar. If it would say Loi Sinaf together, then a person would not allow to be Moyel at a Ben. Every Bia would be called Loi Sinaf. So it has to say Loi and Tinaf. And then it says the same thing, loisignif. If it would say loisignif together, everything would be gneva. Even a dayin wouldn't be allowed to be tricky to the nidoin to try to trip him up, because you're never allowed to do gnevas das. So it says loy tignif. Sometimes no, but sometimes yeah. So the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, ki ani Hashem, I Hashem, loy, the word loy, shanisi. I changed it a little. I made it with a tipcha to allow certain cases. V'atem b'nei Yisrael, but you b'nei Yisrael, loy chalisem, you just took out the law entirely. That's how the Gra says the shot in the pasuk. Okay, al kaponim, that's the Zayar. So according to that, l'chayretz muchach, that the word tirtzach includes bezdin. Because the Zohar is saying that if it would say lo sirtzach together, it would even mean that Bezdin can't kill, but it's not called Ritzicha. So L'chayar from the Zohar, you see...
Neither is Niyav, according to that Zohar. Right?
Right.
In other words, we're talking about the coleus of the thing.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the specific case of Tibetan where it's only bad. That Zohar specifically says, right?
Right, all those things. So, but I'm saying if the word tirtzach means anything but a mitzvah killing. A mitzvah killing is not in the dictionary called the word tirtzach.
Right.
So how would the Zohar say that if it said lois tirtzach together, bezin wouldn't be allowed to kill? They're not tirtzach. That's called some other word. That's hamis. According to the, you're not allowed to use that word on that. So how could bia be called tinuf? Okay, so you see from the Zohar that tinuf could include even a bia.
Any bia
would be called tinuf. That's true. So the word tinuf.
But we know that's not true. Niyaf, that's not what niyaf means.
Well, you see from the Zohar it does. I'm saying you're asking that we know it doesn't mean that.
Yeah. The sense of the Zohar is like higher, like the Gemara says. If they weren't mabatol, they would have been mabatol the itzahara of niyaf, right? Of bia.
Yeah. Yeah. No one would have any children.
Right. Nobody had children. It's
nah, but that's not.
There's a makar for the whole thing. That's the
Zohar. No, the Zohar is talking about Isser, not about that they wouldn't have a Yetzirah of Bia. It's saying there would be Usser.
It's not Usser for Basin to kill somebody, capital punishment.
100%. You want to know what's shot in the Zohar anyways. What does Zohar mean that they wouldn't be allowed? But it says in the Torah that you could kill someone. You're asking a question. What do you mean if it would say Lo Yisinov together? I mean Lo Yisirtzach together. Bezin wouldn't be allowed to kill. What do you mean? It says in the Chumash Mechal Aleh Mo Yisum.
Right. So what the Pshat Mitzrayim means, if I was mevatel the whole thing Bechlal, because the Aseres HaDibros are so powerful,
then it would be impossible for Bezin to do it.
Right.
I don't know if that would answer your problem, because if the Torah wrote another pasuk Mechal Aleh Mo Yisumas, then you would be able to do it. I'm going to get to that question. I think I have a pshat in that, in what you're asking. How could the Zohar say you couldn't do it? It doesn't tell you could do it. Al kopanim, the way it seems to me that there is a machlokes here if the word tirtzach could go on a killing of mitzvah. So if you say that tirtzach only means a aver dika killing, but a mitzvah dika killing is not called tirtzach, according to that, for sure, I think we could easily understand the Chassam Sefer. He's saying that if Avraham Avinu would have been masig that Hakrovas Adam is considered a mitzvah, he would have done it not because he would say that his svara is matter the Avera. Rather, Avraham Avinu would be saying that isn't called Ritzicha. Because Ritzicha doesn't mean killing, it means murdering, and this is not called murdering. That's how you could explain the Chassam Sefer. Now, even if you say, though, that Ritzicha includes any type of killing, the word, in words, mitzad, the taich, in the dictionary of the word Ritzicha, it could be used even that when Bezdin kills, and actually there is a taisvis on Kuvav and Shabbos, when he's talking about Bezdin killing Abbas Kohen Shazinsa, he calls it Ritzicha. He uses the word. I'm just saying, Taisus uses that word when he's saying the Bezdin killing, so you find the word there. Even if you say that way, like I'm saying that L'chair from the Zohar Kodesh sounds that way, that still is only word-wise. You see, the word can be used on any killing. But still, Yesh La'ayin. even if you go that the word loisirtzach means any killing. So I have a question. When Bezdin kills a person who's chayiv misa, is the pshat that Bezdin is hutra on the lav of Ritzicha? Just like the Gemara says that when Bezdin gives malchus, the Gemara says every time that Bezdin gives someone malchus because he ate chazer. So the Gemara in Ksuba says, hutra miklaloi. There's a lav to hit people, lo yosef, and Bezdin is hutra miklaloi that they are allowed to hit people. So is it the same thing? Really, there's loisirtzach. And every time when Bezdin kills a person because he did one of the things that is chayiv misa, it's a hutra miklaloi. So if you go like my first way, no, it's not called ritzicha at all. But if you go that ritzicha does include it, so then is the pshat is hutra miklaloi? So I want to try to prove no. The pshat is that still the lav of loisirtzach is only a lav for killing, spilling blood. Like Rabbi Weinberg tying it, even if the word can be used both ways, but in this context of Aveira, the Aveira of loisirtzach is only on spilling somebody's blood, stamazai. But on mitzvah dikke killing, that doesn't enter into the lav at all. What's my raya? So the better raya is from this Zohar Kaddish itself. The Zohar Kaddish said, if it was mercha, if it was lois sirtzach together, then it would say that Bezdin can't kill either. So we asked, what does the Zohar mean? It would say Bezdin cannot kill. But you'll look in the Chumash and you'll see that it says clearly that Bezdin kills people all over the Chumash. Pshat would be, yeah, the Torah would have said, no one can kill at all, and these psukim would be hutras. These psukim would be saying, but now it's mutter. It should be usher, but it is mutter. Like all the other hutras that we have, yibum, right? The Torah says, eshesach is forbidden. Then the Torah comes along and says, do yibum. What's happening here? The Torah is mattering the aveir. So if it would have said loisirtzach, then what would have been? The Torah would have said no killing at all. And then the Torah would say, moisumas hutra. Hashem didn't do that. Instead, Hashem said, loisirtzach. Only the killing of innocent blood is the lav. The killing of Bezdin is not the lav at all. So that's what the Zohar is saying. So then it turns out at the end, there is no lav in the first place on killing of a mitzvah. Another smach, you could say, but this you could debate. There's a smach there's a question of the Binyan Tzion. The Aruch Lanier asks a kasha. We know that Tamar didn't want to embarrass Yehuda to say, Mimcha nisa abarti, and she was going to get burnt. So we learn from here that a person is noyach loy to be thrown into kibshan eish, then to be malbim pnei chavayir barabim. Frek the binyan tziyoin, Yehuda is killing her for nothing. Yehuda's making a mistake. Then Yehuda's a raidif. Then Yehuda is killing an innocent person. We know that a raidif can be killed whether the raidif is doing it on purpose or by mistake. Then is you could kill a raidif even if the person's raidif by shaygig. So she can kill Yehuda. Now why, if she can kill him, she can embarrass him. Because embarrassing is maybe like shvichas damim, but not worse. So if Yehuda can be killed by Tamar, she can embarrass him. So why is she not embarrassing? That's the kasha that he asks. So in a few svarim, they want to say that this that Yehuda was doing to her wouldn't be considered ritzicha. Because al pi hilchas Bezdin, according to the knowledge of Bezdin, she deserves to be killed. So if it's not done in the derech of shvichas damim, it's done according to the halacha. It's not that the Bezdin is doing a bad job. The Bezdin did a perfect job, and they still come out that she's chayiv, but they made a mistake. So that is not considered a ritzicha, which you could kill for.
Except there was no
the writer for that.
There's no proof. There's no aidus.
You mean there's no aidus that she's innocent?
Right.
True. She's the only one who knows herself. She herself knows.
She can't be an aide to herself.
No, she can't be an aide to kill herself for carrots. She thinks she's innocent. She knows she's innocent. She knows she's innocent.
And I said that the Ben Sina saying is Al Pete Basedin. Al Pete Basedin, there was no riot. And it wasn't enough of a riot to kill her,
There was enough of a riot. Oh, they were going to kill her. That means that they had enough riot. I mean, you have a sarif. The din was that she deserved to be burnt.
Don't you need Aedis?
Well, B'nai Noyach can use circumstantial evidence. She's Muberis. So they paskin that she was chayv to be killed. So...
Like an unpointed way, it says that he could kill the guy. So that there you say that he's considered a writer, but by it will be a Maisa Bezdin.
That's what they're saying, right? A Maisa Bezdin is strong because they are obligated to kill him. It's like, Mamish, that's what Bezdin has to do. Yes.
So when they killed his son, Bezdin killed his son.
Right.
That would be an act of...
Right, that wouldn't be considered Ritzicha. Yeah.
They knew at the time that it was wrong.
Well, Bezdin didn't, but the two Edom did. Right, the Bezdin isn't allowed to believe. They have to believe that the Edom are good. The Edom confessed, but the confession was no good. But there also, they asked the same kasha. They asked a kasha like this. The Edom confessed. You once brought it up, I already say they asked the kasha like this. What the story was, they got angry at Reb Shim ben Shatach because he killed the 80 witches, their relatives. He killed the 80, you know, Mechashefis. So all the relatives were very angry at him. So they framed his son, and two Edom got up and said Shimon ben Shatach's son was Michal Shabbos. And they made a good job, and then it was Nigmar Hadin. When it was Nigmar Hadin, Shimon ben Shatach's son said to them, if you're lying, you're going to get it. You know, the koiler is going to be tully on you. And they got all nervous and they confessed, we lied. Bezdin said, Kivan Shehigid Shub Ein Chazer Magid, too bad. We don't believe you. We're killing his son. So the kasha is like this. The din is that the Edim are the ones that push him off. It's Skilim, it's Shabbos. Chil Shabbos, they said. So they push him off. Nikta oyad ha'edim. If the hand of the edim is cut off, the Gemara says, then there's no, you don't do it. You don't kill. Now, these two people confessed. So Bezdin says to them, listen, we don't believe you, right? But you believe yourself, right? Do you believe yourself? Yeah, we believe ourselves. We know that we lie. So Bezdin should say, so you are a raitif now. Now, when you push this innocent person off the thing, no one in this room knows it except for you two. We all think that you're a tzaddik, but you yourselves realize that you are murdering. So you have to cut off your own hand not to kill him. Dumya to any right. If, let's say, a person shot an arrow to kill somebody, right? And then he does tshuva, right? And the only thing he could do is put out his hand and block the arrow. And his hand's going to get sliced off. He has to do that. He's a roidif. He has to even kill himself to save the person. Kal v'chomer cut off his hand. So these edim know that they are a roidif. So why aren't they obligated to cut off their own hand? So why doesn't Bezdin tell them that? Bezdin should say to them, listen, we have to go through with it because we're not a believer. But you should cut off your hands. So I saw in the Sefer, Hey or Yosef, he wants to say even that, even Ad Kedei Kach, being that Bezdin is obligating these two people to do it, and they're doing it under Bezdin's tzivui. So even though they know that they're killing him for nothing, it's not called Ritzicha, and Memela, it's not punishable by Roidiv. Here it's a huge Chiddush. Because here the Pshat is that the people that are actually doing it do not, they know the whole thing is false from beginning to end. Even there he's saying it. Okay, that's a very big Chiddush. But I'm bringing all this down just to say that this is much easier to understand if you say that the Avera of Ritzicha doesn't include all killings, only includes certain types of killings. So you can say this is not including the killings. But if you say every Ritzicha is the Avera, but there's a Hutra, but the Torah, like every time Beis Din kills somebody, it's a Hutra, then it's much more difficult to say it on these cases, because what the Torah is making a hutra when there's no heter, there's no, what's the hutra? The Torah is matter the killing here? It's very tough to say that the Torah would be matter it when it's false. The Torah is saying, yeah, it's mutter to kill him. I know he's innocent, mutter to kill him anyways. It's very shver to say. If you say that the pshat is, there's a certain part of killings which are called the avir of killing, and the other ones which weren't included in it. So it's still Chiddush Naira to say that. But okay, so you say only really totally illegal killings are considered Ritzichas. Killings which are done under the Hashgacha of Beis Din is not called the killings which are included. It's still a Chiddush Nifla. But it's easier that side than going with the other side, that the Pshat is even when Beis Din kills the person, they're also really doing the Aveir, but the Torah gives them a Heter. So then we're going to have to say anything which is done under the Hashgacha of Beis Din gets a Heter from the Torah. That's very short to say. So that's a mile in saying that side. Al Kaponim, this is the first Dechiyah that I'm saying, that the Pshat is La'olam Svora of a Ben Noyach cannot matter Shiva Mrs. Bnei Noyach. The way Avram would have done the hakrova of a person would have been either if you say that a mitzvah dika thing is not called the word ritzicha, or even if it's in words, it's called ritzicha, but it's not in the iser of ritzicha. The second way I would be doich is because of an igris moishe. The igris moishe says a chiddush noira ma'id on the story in Avodah Zarah where Rabbi Hanina ben Tradian was caught teaching Torah, so they were going to burn him alive with the Sefer Torah wrapped around him. So there was the guy there who was supposed to take care of it and made the whole fire, and they put on Svugin Shel Tzemer on him, and it was tremendous tzar. And the Talmidim said to the Rebbe, open up your mouth and the fire will go in and you'll be nifter earlier. And he said, no, you're not allowed to do that because you're not allowed to kill yourself. So the goy says to him, Rebbe, how about if I take off the tzemer? So he says, I promise you olam haba if you do it. And he did it, and then he jumped in the fire himself, and the baskel said he got olam haba. So someone asked Rav Moshe, how could he tell the guy to do that? Then the guy is doing ritzicha. He's telling the guy to do ritzicha. How could he tell the guy to do Ritzicha? He's doing Lifneiver. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian is doing Lifneiver. So Rabbi Moshe told him two answers. One is, Hitako is doing Lifneiver, but Yisurim Gedoilim are Doicha Alav. That's Rabbi Moshe Shita in a lot of places, that there's a certain amount of Yisurim is so great that it's Doicha Alav. Or, this is one we need, Rabbi Moshe says, maybe a goy is allowed to kill for a te'elis. Meaning if it's al-pi chachamim, it's weighed out, that it's a worthwhile te'elis. Maybe a goy could kill. The goy's din of ritzicha is only if it's not le'te'elis. But a goy has no iser. That's a chiddush noira moed. I mean, that it's mamish noigea thing. Because there are people who are in tremendous yisurim, and goyim hold that they could kill the guy already for sure. If the guy says kill me, right? So according to Rav Moshe, it's not totally wrong. By a goy, is oy bazoy. Then that also is a answer. Because he's saying a klal, that any time that it's a te'elis, ulai, he's not saying ladina, lamaisa, he's just ulai, then there's no iser etzicha by a goy. So if there would be, if Avram would be masik, that the greatest te'elis is to be makriv of a person, so that would be a te'elis. So by a goy, it wouldn't be an iser. It's the same, another dechia. Even if you say, well, forget about my whole shtick with ritzicha, that's by a yid. Forget about the Yid. But by the Goy, here we're talking about Bnei Noyach. B'nei Noach, if it's a tayelis, it wouldn't be a ritzicha at all. So b'kitzer, that is my basic two ways to be doiche the raya from the Chasam Sofer. Okay, that's raya number one. Now we'll go to raya number two. If you look at the end of the Nefesh HaChaim, after he talks about Yaakov Avinu with the two sisters and everything, and he says, Yaakov Avinu was masig, that even though usually it's a kilkul to marry two sisters, this time it's a tikkun. Because Gantz Klal Yisrael is going to come out of this. The whole Klal Yisrael came out of the fact they married these two sisters. So that was, he knew that this time it's a good thing. I just want to mention Agav. There's a tshuva of the Radvaz that somebody told him, can you explain to me this Rashba? There's a Rashba that says, like, half words. He's like saying, Yaakov Avinu knew, sometimes you shouldn't marry two sisters. Sometimes you could. Things like that. So the person said, can you explain to me, what's the Rashba trying to say? Like, when can't you? When could you? So the Radvaz says, I really don't want to talk about this. This is soydis. But you're forcing me to say. And he starts saying the whole reason why Yaakov Avinu knew that he could marry the two sisters. A different reason. A whole Kabbalah reason. I'm just mentioning it because the Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that the reason was because Yaakov Avinu saw you need it for Klal Yisrael. He says a whole different reason based on the fact that Yaakov Avinu was on the Kisei HaKavod. You know, it says that Yaakov Avinu's face was on the Kisei HaKavod. Somebody whose face is on the Kisei HaKavod doesn't have the inyan of two sisters. And he goes through the Zayar with that. The whole different reason. But whatever it is, that I just wanted to mention the Marmokim. Yaakov Avinu had a cheshbin that he doesn't have the issue of the two sisters. Zok the Nefesh HaChaim. Just like you have in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that there's a machloikis if a goy may marry a sister. You know, the Rambam paskens a goy could marry a sister. But the Gemara brings on a machloikis. The Gemara says, one Maldomar says, a goy may not marry a sister. Ben Noach is also to marry a sister. So, I think I made a mistake. I think the Rambam says that he could marry a sister if it's from the father, but from the mother, he cannot, I think. So the Gemara says also, there's a man da'omer that a goy cannot marry a sister. So the Gemara says, so who did Cain marry? Who did Cain marry? He married a sister. So how did he do that? So the Gemara answers, Oilam chesed yibane. The world had to be built, so he was allowed to marry a sister. That's the end of the Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Just like over there. So on the bottom over there, the Perush writes, but that was one of the Seven Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. It's one of the Seven Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, is Arayas. So what kind of thing is this? What's Rav Chaim Volozhiner saying? That because the world has to be built. And he's comparing it to Yaakov Avinu. Shema, you know? That if you have a good svara, back to, you know, our original hakira, this is raya number two, same original hakira. If a ben noach has a good svara to knock out one of the sheva mitzvahs ben noach, can he do it? Shema minar, Rav Chaim Volozhiner is clearly saying that he could. That's what Cain did. Well, I mean, if Hashem says, yeah, for sure, if Hashem says so. But the way he's understanding is that Cain did it on his own. He had his words. How does Hashem expect this world to happen? It must be that I'm going to allow to do it. So he did it. So he used his svar. But I think that raya is mamish nidche legamri because it's wrong pshat Rav Chaim Volozhiner. If you look in Rashi, you'll already see. Rashi says on that Gemara, you have to know the first two words in that pasuk there. It doesn't start loyalam chasid van. I think it's perik petes in Tehillim. It says ki amarti loyalam chasid yibane, and Rashi says it means I Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam Arishan, tell your son he can marry his sister. So it's not pshat that Cain said it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him himself. So you're going to say, so what's Rav Chaim Volozhiner bringing it in over here? How does it fit into the shmuz? He's trying to give you his concept. He said, Yaakov Avinu made a svar. He said, for the whole Klal Yisrael, you can marry two sisters. Where do you see such a kind of svara? He saw it, because Hashem did the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron Rishon, to have the whole world, you can marry your sister. So Memela, Yaakov Avinu did Ke'inyan, he did the same svara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said by Kain. The difference was, who said it? By Kain, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said it. Because you're breaking a din, you can't break a din alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. By the case of Yaakov Avinu, he did it on his own. Why? Like Rav Chaim Lajner explained, being that it was only a chumrah to keep the Torah beforehand, so he himself could say the svara. What's the comparison? The comparison is not that it's this; they were both the person did it in his own svara. The comparison is the same type of svara. That's all. So I think the second raya is also nidch. Now we'll go to the third raya. The third raya is the Rishonim and Yevamos on Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis. There it's talking about different shittas again in the Tanoim, which arayis can a guy marry, which arayis can a guy not marry. Rabbi Akiva's machmer there, he says he can't even marry Ashes Aviv, can't marry, in other words, it's not his own mother, it's a stepmother, being that married his father, even she cannot, a guy cannot marry her either. So the Rishonim, the Ramban, Ritva, Rashba, they say, how about a daughter-in-law? Would a Ben Noyach be allowed to marry his daughter-in-law or not? So, Kulam Pe'echod say, Raya from the Chumash. Yehuda married Tamar. That was his daughter-in-law. Obviously, it can't be Aver. And, meaning, the Rashba likes clear split. What happened? First, he didn't know it was Tamar. He didn't know what happened. But then they told him, this is Tamar, right? He found out. She said, Hakir no, who is this? He found out. So then he says, oh, Tzad Kavi Mani, okay, you're free. Frank the Rashba, what do you mean? He should say, okay, now you're really going to get it. Because now you did the Aver of Kolosai. Elamai, it's a Raya that a Ben Noyach is Mutter with Kolosai. Oh, so we're going to get there in a second. So the Rashba says, no raya. Lo'oilam eimalach. That a guy has an avera of kalasi. And he gets killed for kalasi. But he did it for Yibum. Because it was a kind of a Yibum. It says in the Chumash, it only says v'yabim osa on when he told Aaron Oilan. But the Ramban already says in the Chumash too that it was the idea in those days. He writes they were big chachamim, and they understood the idea of yibum, and they understood that the brother should try to do it, and if not, a close relative should do it. So memeila lo olam, it could be that a kalosoi is a chi of misa. It's one of the sheva mitzvahs, but he did it because of yibum. So the question is, what kind of yibum is this? This is not written anywhere. This is, they were chachamim gedolim, right? They were wise and they knew the Shammai, they knew how these things work. So l'chayra, isn't the Rashba clearly saying that a ben noyach could use a svara to matter one of the Shem mitzvahs b'nei noyach? L'chayra, here we have a new raya, the same thing, that one of the b'nei noyach, Yehuda, went and said a svara.
Actually, it's Tamar.
It's really Tamar, right? Yeah. Right, Tamar. She went and said to Svara that since it's Yibum, you can do it. So L'chayra, we see this idea again. So again, I think we could doicha that.
But that's assumed like the person's drawing that there's a Gemara against, right? Isn't that a separate question?
Well, I'm saying the precious Drachim says they also are Yisrael too.
Also,
right. Yeah, maybe he does have one side that they're only Yisrael. But for sure, this thing is going there, Ben Noyach. I mean, the whole Ramban, Rashba, they're all talking and they're calling them a Ben Noyach here. Okay, so what do you say about that, Ryan? So, Lefiani's Daiti Pshat is, it's mamish. If you think about it a little more, it's a Rayamash Lehefech Mamish. Because on the bottom, in the Rashba, now they have like the Rashba with the Oris on the bottom. So he says, I don't understand something. The Ramban and Rashba both brought the same exact Raya from Tamar. The Rashba says he doesn't like it because it was Yibum. The Ramban likes it. But why did he like it when he himself in Chumash wrote the same thing himself? The Ramban in Chumash said it was Yibum. And the Rashba said that if it was Yibum, then it, you know, then rise off. So the Ramban should have said the same thing. So Lefi Henry's Dait in the Peshat is like this. Mamish Lehefech. The Ramban is saying, really, the Ritva. The Ritva says, like the Ramban. Ritva says, since Tamar did it, it must be that it's mutter. And he says, and don't give me this teretz that it was derech yibum. He says, don't tell me, because even if you'll tell me it was derech yibum, but who was mater the iser? So in other words, the pshat is mamish lehefech mamish. The Ramban and Ritva are saying, I know all about the derech yibum and the chachma, and they were big chachamim and all that. But you can't matter an iser because you have chachma and you know big inyanim. The din is that it's one of the arayis of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. With all the svaras, you can't matter it. That's why it's not a kasha on the Ramban. The Ramban Chumash knew it was derech yibum. But the Ritva also said, even if you're going to tell me it's derech yibum, but you can't matter the aver if it's one of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach because of derech yibum. So, what's pshat in the Rashba? The Rashba said that it was because of Yibum. The answer is the Rashba holds, like there's a psikta de Rav Kahana, which is quoted already in the Balei HaTosfos in the Parsha there. The psikta de Rav Kahana says, Rabbis Bonois Asu Chayel, Ve'at Olis Al Kulana. Who's the Rabbis Bonois Asu Chayel? Many people already did mitzvahs, but Yukla Yisrael are higher than all of them. Bo Adam Arishain, Nitztava Al Avodah Zar. Bo Noyach, Nitztava al Eiver Menachai. Bo Avraham Avinu, Nitztava al Bris Mila. Bo Yehuda, Vinitztava al Hayibum. That's what it says in Psikta Rav Kahana. And the Balei Tosfos says, and when Hashem told Yehuda the mitzvah of Yibum, Hashem told him, a brother or any relative is good too. So that's what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba is saying we could doicha the raya because Yehuda was told that this is Yibum. He was told. He was Nitztav. He was told. So Memela, that's the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ramban is taka farkeret. It's lishitase. Because the Ramban in Chumash says clearly it wasn't that he was Nitztav on it. They were chachamim gedolim and they understood the inyan. So therefore the Ramban says taka it was aser. Masha enkein the Ritva. The Ritva was with the Ramban. Mashenkin, the Rashba, who says that since it was Yibum's mutter, maybe he means, because he holds like the shita of this psikta that he was commanded. So that's nidcha that raya. So we tried, before we get for the fourth raya, the other way that I wanted to end off, that I'm saying the way I think is the mistavra way, but let's just chazer the three rayas. We start off one raya with Avraham Avinu, that he was makriv, he would have makriv, chasam sefer, would have makriv a carbon of a person. We're trying to answer that wouldn't have been called ritzicha. The second raya was, what was the second raya again? From Kayin, marrying the sister. That's easy, mamish, Rashi. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. It wasn't his own svar. The third raya was right now from the Yibum that the Rashba is matering, marrying the daughter-in-law because of Yibum. That's because he goes that he was commanded. Adar Rabba, the other Rishonim, Taka said you weren't allowed to do it. Now, end off with a riot the other way. And this, Uvachar the Bachai himself brings. It's the Chidushei HaGriz on Parshas Toldos. It says in Parshas Toldos that when she passed the house of the idols, then the baby was kicking and all that, and then Shame told her that, oh no, this is before Shame. She said, "Im kein, lo mazeh anoichi. If this is what kind of child I'm going to have, why am I mispal to be misaber?" So Briskrov is medayik. Why did it say the word anoichi? So he brings that Gemara that we talked about earlier, that it says that Chizkiah didn't want to get married. He didn't want to be Yosef Kapira Verivia because he said, "If my son's going to do Avodah Zarah." So the Navi told him, look, you're a very nice svara, but you're too bad. You're mechuyev. You, behadi kavshid rachman alamach. So you see two things from that Gemara. You see, in Svara, it makes sense that you shouldn't be Isaac peer review if your son's going to do Avodah Zarah. And also you see in the Gemara that even if it makes sense, you have to do it anyway. So the pshat is like this. The din is Anoshim are chayiv and pirei v'rivya, and Noshim are pater. So Rivka was saying like this. Bishlama, that my husband Yitzchak is davening to have this child. He has to. He has a chayiv pirei v'rivya. We know that he's doing Avodah Zarah. He has to. Aval lama ze anoichi? Why me? I'm not mechayiv and pirei v'rivya. So in Seichel, I shouldn't want it. Oh, so what do you see? That the Briska Rav brought from Chizkiyah onto Yitzchak. But what's the dimyan? Bishlama Chizkiyah is after the Torah was given, so you're not allowed to use your svaris. So he has to do it anyway. But Avram Avinu, he's like the Bnei Noach. He's before the Torah was, not Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, is like Bnei Noach is before the Torah was given. If you're allowed to use your svara in those days to knock off a mitzvah, so it's true they were commanded, puravu, they had to. It was a mamish, one of the mitzvahs in those days for a guy. But you're allowed to use your svara to stop doing it. So Shema Mina, that the Brisker of Taka held, that if it's one of the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach, then you have to do it. Even if you have a good svara, that's mamash like how he writes it there. He says, kol ha-svara sheyesh doesn't help, because you're mechuyev. So that's b'honach sinu v'chas al-kin, and I think that at the end we could stick with that svara, that anything that is a command cannot be changed with the svara. Bain, if it's after the Torah is given, bain, if it's before the Torah is given, can't change it with the svara.
I have to ask him.
Yeah.
That there's a mice aware.